News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest has been involved in organized sports, nutrition, and fitness for over 30 years. He holds degrees in exercise science, criminal justice, and forensic science. How interesting of a combination. His career includes military intelligence, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and as a special agent for the FDA. Welcome to the show, author of the book Primal Power Method, Gary Collins. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Friedman.
Yeah, interesting topic. Now, your career has taken you around the world and given you a unique perspective on food, drugs, healthcare policies. I'm curious, what was your biggest aha moment, the one thing that made you kind of shake your head in disbelief?
There was a couple of those, actually. The first would have been with U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I was a federal agent, criminal investigator, special agent for over 11 years. And when I went to U.S., I was with Diplomatic Security Service, State Department, so I traveled all over the world. But that was more protection, terrorism investigations. And then I went to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as an investigator, and I got to see the inside of the healthcare industry.
Right.
And saw the intertwinings of what the big hospital chains and what doctors were doing, unnecessary procedures, overbilling, billing for services not provided. And it really scared me, is what it did. I actually didn't go to a doctor for several years because I was just afraid. And not realizing, you know, that just like anything, there's good and bad. So I had an aha moment there and got to see the inner workings. And, oh, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Was always healthy, into sports, you know, played, you know,
right,
multiple academies and everything through law enforcement and the military. And then when I got to the FDA, one of the investigations I was part of, I actually did the search warrant on the pet food case.
Right.
That killed, we estimated about 10,000 animals.
Wow.
And that was, you know, they were importing wheat gluten from China that was tainted with melamine. And melamine has no use in human or pet food. I mean, there's no use for it. It's used in plastics and chlorine and a couple other things. And just to see that side of it, the greed of people, because
right,
it boiled down to pure greed. And the husband and wife who were doing it were completely unremorseful at all. And I had to deal with people were calling me directly, you know, who had lost their pets, and they were pissed. I mean, they were not happy.
Right.
And to say the least, and I was taking the brunt of it, and these people, some were just torn to shreds because this was their, you know, some elderly people, this was their only, you know, interactions.
Yeah,
it was their family. And to watch their pet die this torturous, awful death, and there was nothing they could do. It was horrible.
Wow. So it's interesting because, you know, we bring up a point, we're so into, like, labels for adults and kids, but, you know, it's so true with the pet. I have a pet. I can't find my cat a food that doesn't have coloring where he doesn't vomit and get sick. I finally found one, and I look, there's so many colorings and added to, I don't know what's making this poor little guy sick, but something in this food is making him, and I finally found one that didn't have the food coloring. So even that, I mean, what's it doing to the systems?
Yeah, and it's the same with humans. I mean, and with that case, what was interesting is a lot of people said, well, it was just pets. Well, I know for a fact that tainted wheat gluten hit the human food industry. It was fed to animals, cattle. It hit the beef industry, and they kind of covered it up.
Wow,
and it got real quiet, and I was like,
we
ended up consuming it.
It's amazing.
As well.
I want to get to your off the grid series because it's interesting that you're working on with 20 Acres. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm a unique guy. That's why I'm a primal guy. I grew up in a little small town, little redneck in the middle of nowhere in the Sierra Nevadas, California. So I call it returning to my roots, basically, and just after leaving the government and everything, just was kind of, you know, burned out and was looking for to get back to an easier life, simplicity. So I searched around and found 20 acres in a remote part of Northeast Washington and bought it. And I've been developing it for the last year and a half, 2 years now. Got the septic system in, got the well in, and we just broke ground on the house yesterday. So it's a real exciting time. Matter of fact, after this interview, I got to run up there and see what materials we're getting our bulk of our materials in today. And I'm using product.
That's great. I'll share, I have a patient who's 95 years young. I say that because you'd see him, you'd think he was in his 60s. Well, in 1961, he purchased 100 acres of land for less than $2,000. He lives there now, self-sufficient, solar energy house, grows bamboo to make his own furniture, eats fresh veggies and fruit from his garden, catches fish. Gary, if he's sick, he makes echinacea tea from his garden. For aches and pains, he cuts off some white willow bark, which is nature's aspirin. Is this kind of your goal with Off the Grid? You want to kind of live off your land?
That is exactly the direction I'm going. I bought the land in prime hunting area too, because I grew up a hunter and fishing. So, and I fish almost every day. I'm living on the lake that my property oversees right now. So I'm fortunate there. I've been living in my travel trailer for almost a year now. And yeah, that's exactly where I'm going. I wanted to make sure that I was in an area where there was plenty of game. Got a whole herd of elk the other day on my game camera. I've seen everything. Mountain lion, finally got her on the game camera. Elk, whitetail, moose, you name it. Wild turkey, grouse.
And of course you're going to document all this when you're living there, right? You're going to create this whole, you're going to write a book on your experience?
I absolutely am. I'm documenting it right now, and I have 3 blog posts on kind of the process I'm going through, and I'm documenting it. It's all on YouTube, my channel. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to film stuff today or tomorrow. And kind of, I want to show people what the whole goal, too, was. You know, because I deal with a lot of people because I'm a practitioner as well. I write my books. I have my website. And I always get people going, gosh, I wish I knew how to simplify my life. Every time I turn around and look, it's really expensive. The teeny home movement's kind of thrown things askew because it's kind of preying upon people who want to do that. But it's greatly overpriced. I mean, teeny homes are ridiculous. I mean, hugely expensive. You're paying 4-5 times as much as you need to. So I'm going to prove that you can do it economically as well.
That's interesting. Now, I want to bring up, because in the time we got, you mentioned the word gluten before. You know, so many people are on the gluten-free bandwagon. Are the good old days of old-fashioned, you know, bowl of oatmeal over? What's your opinion? Can people find ways?
I'm a primal guy, so I have... aspects of the paleo diet are kind of the core of what I teach with some changes. And for me, I ate a bowl of oatmeal for, probably 20 years, if not longer. Mm-hmm. And for me, even though technically oats are considered gluten-free, they are not.
So you're not a big advocate of the oatmeal, or you just occasionally?
Occasionally. And I'm one of those people, I'm not an extremist. And my attitude is, you know, you can cut out gluten, grains, dairy, if it affects you. But having it every once in a while is not going to kill you. I use it as a treat for myself. I'll have it. But I have a wheat gluten sensitivity. I also cannot deal with dairy anymore as I've aged. Yeah, I just can't do it. It just doesn't work for me. But that's me. That doesn't mean you.
I agree with that. I think the human body really dictates on what you can. Some people are great with coffee. Some people are sensitive. I love oatmeal, but some people have that sensitivity. I agree. I think the human body is not all or nothing, and some to occasion, some in moderation. So that's actually a good point.
It is great information, and you two men have been dishing out the primal power information, and I think that it's great, especially for us ladies to sit in and listen in on. So for more information on the Primal Power Method, you can go to primalpowermethod.com. You can sign up for Gary's newsletter and check out his informative blog articles. On Twitter, you can follow him at Primal Method, and for our daily health tweets, you can follow us at Dr. David Friedman. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole, as always, with Dr. David Friedman. We got more great show coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.